The National Coordination Body for Domestic Abuse Services, Safe Ireland, has agreed an initiative with Boots Chemists to help women experiencing violence in the home during the pandemic. From today, women at risk can find what's been described as a safe space in Boots' 88 pharmacies around the country. Under the initiative, Boots will provide a consultation room in a confidential space where people can contact specialist domestic abuse services. Mary McDermott is CEO, co-CEO of Safe Ireland, and she joins us now. Very good morning, Mary, and thanks for talking to us about this. Perhaps, first of all, you might give us a sense from your own contacts with domestic abuse services around the country of how this pandemic is affecting women who are at risk. I know Gardaí are saying there's been something like a 30 or 40% increase in calls to them. Is that reflected in what you're hearing?
Well, yes and no is the answer to that, Ryan. We've been having, Safe Ireland has held twice weekly Zoom meetings since the beginning of the outbreak. And we've had over 30 member organisations from around the country discussing the pressures that have arisen as a result of COVID in that. And what we have met with is, I suppose the simplest way to describe this is the most perfect convergence between the horrific outbreak of COVID and domestic violence. You find yourself in lockdown, effectively under siege, and you're forced then, if you're in an abusive situation, to choose between the threat of the spread of infection or the threat of assault. And so around the country, the pattern that we have seen is that there is a rise in helpline calls in certain areas, and certainly the National Women's Helpline has seen an increase in calls there. With people presenting to refuge for absolute frontline high-risk safety, the patterns are single women, pregnant women, women with toddlers, older women, an increase in rape and sexual assault. They're the kind of profile that have been people that have been presenting. The issue here, sorry, please go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, you're talking there about women who are able to make that call, but I presume this initiative with Boots is designed to address situations in which women are not able to make the call. They don't have access either to a phone, or they can't, if you like, make that cry for help.
Yeah, that's exactly right. The outbreak has reduced women's capacity to reach out and ask for help. Particularly, the reason I gave you that long list of profile there is that what you have is a very definite cohort of women with several small children unable to move. And they are definitely in lockdown. And they also, we have a lot of reports of increased surveillance by abusive partners using technology as well as just straightforward control. And so the ability to make contact is greatly reduced. The Boots Initiative Safe Space is really, it's a complex issue, but it's a really powerful one, because what it's doing for us is, for the first time, really systematically naming this in a public way and putting the issue into the community. So we're really saying that on the high street, this can be discussed. We're trying to address the shame, the stigma and the silence, as well as the fear and the isolation at the moment. So there's a two-hander in this.
And for a woman who wants to avail of the service, how do they go about that?
Well, the first instance is they will go into Boots, and the staff there will be able to direct them, importantly, to a local service where they can receive specialist support and advice, and also that they feel safe in themselves just in going in there. Mm-hmm. So that's the first thing. They will get their local service, and also then we have the national helplines as well.
And Boots staff presumably have been trained. They have the information to hand. They'll know how to respond if somebody comes in.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. Certainly, Brian. This is very important. We've had long discussions with Boots about this. The staff are not expected to be experts, but we will be supplying training support where people need it. And it's really a question of a conduit to the specialist DV services around the country. That's really the most important thing for us.
And it's operating from today.
And we're very pleased to be working with Boots on it.
Okay, well, thank you for talking to us about it. Mary McDermott from Safe Ireland. Appreciate your time.